Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Kuf Tes. Kuf Tes, as we continue with the categories of people that have lost their Olam Haba. Yesterday's daf was all about the Dor HaMabul. And first we finish up with that, and then we get into the Dor HaFlaga, and the Anshei Sedom, and others on the list. So we are on Kuf Ches Amabez, towards the bottom. We started having discussions between Eliezer, Evet Avraham, and Shem. And Shem, the son of Noach. They overlapped, and therefore they had some conversations. Eliezer asked Shem what it was like on the Teva, and Shem expressed the difficulty and the challenges between all the different animals and the Avarshina and the Zikit, all the different animals. And now we have one other conversation relating to that. Keep in mind the Machlokas Rishonim about the Midos of the Teva. The Ramban discusses that it was a nace anyway. So therefore, even though there were specific measurements given and Hashem said, oh, bring all the animals, it wasn't like that by any logical or explainable way can we determine how the animals were all on the Teva. But it was all an ace. Okay, the Netziv suggests that maybe there was the root species of animals, and many different animals that we know of, that we count as different animals, they were all considered one root animal there. So there's different suggestions given, but either way, how all the animals were on the Teva is something very unusual and an interesting topic, considering that Hashem made him build a big Teva anyway. Again, not a huge Teva to fit everybody, but a certain amount though. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, five lines up from the bottom. Amar Rav Chana Bar Levoi. Amar Shem Rabbi Eliezer. So Eliezer asked Shem what it was like on the Teva. But now Shem is asking Eliezer, what was it like when you fought the four kings and the five kings? That was also an amazing event. Kiyasu Alaychu Malchi Mizrachu Mayrif. Atun Echavdisu. How'd you do it when you fought? The amazing story, you know, from Avram Avinu going to save Lot, so Hecha Avdisu. So Amar Lei, Ayesi HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Avraham, Ba'oz Ve'Mimine, Hashem brought Avram, so to speak, and stood him by his right side. Again, Hashem doesn't have a side. It means Hashem was by him to help him. Fa'avi Shadinan Afra, Fa'avi Charvi. And he threw dirt, and the dirt turned into swords. Gili, Va'avi Giri. He threw chaff of the straw, and it turned into arrows. Shneamar bizmarlo David neum Hashem laduni shev limini arashis oivecha adom l'raglecha. Right, sit next to me until the enemy is I make the enemy into my footstool, meaning I defeat the enemy. Viksev mi heir mi mizrach, and the pasuk says in Yeshaya, who was the one that awoke it, that came and arose and awoke the world, mi mizrach, right, that's Avram Avinu, tzedek yikra'eu l'raglo, yitain lefadav goyim u'malachim yard, yitain ke'afar charbo, kikash didav kashto. So the end of that pasuk, that's referring to Avram Avinu, he was the one that was ba mi mizrach, right, Rashi says, sheba me'aram naharayim shehu ba mizrach, and from him, so the end of the pasuk has a reference to the swords and the arrows coming from the dirt and the chaff. Once we mention this, in terms of Avraham Avinu talking to Shem, so we mentioned the story that people are familiar with from Maseches Tainis, relating to Avraham Avinu's sand. Nachemish Gamzu, Havi Ragil, Tekalav, Dehavi Salkale, Amar Gamzu Latova. Nachemish Gamzu, the Rebbe of Rabbi Akiva, right, he always used to say whatever happened to him, Gamzu Latova. That was always his attitude. The Gemara in Brachas, we know, in Daf Samach, all the way at the end, has Rabbi Akiva a little different. Rabbi Akiva, whenever anything used to happen to him, he used to say, "Call David Rachman Latav Avid." Anything that Hashem does is for the good. And interestingly, that's the one quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The end of Chelek Beis in the Mishnah Berurah, when the Shulchan Aruch discusses, about our day, everybody should be ragil to say, "Call David Rachman Latav Avid." So question one, why do we quote that one, the Aramaic version, and not the Hebrew one of Gamzu Latova? So it's because Rabbi Akiva was more popular than Nachemish Gamzu. So what do we quote that one for? And number two, why is it that Rabbi Akiva used the Aramaic while Nachemish Gamzu used the Hebrew? What's the difference between the two? Say some of the Achronim, here and some in Maseches Brachas, they told us Yaakov Yosef says Shehevdo bein shitaso Rabbi Akiva sheamar kol ma David Rachman latav lebein shita Nachemish Gamzu she Rabbi Akiva amar shehara sheba lefamim ala adam yamin she tesapech l'tova kol David Rachman latav. It means I don't see that it's good right now, but I know deep down that it's good. Everything Hashem does is for the good, but I don't see that right now. I know it's going to turn out good. Even Rabbi Akiva, that's the level that he was on. Right? He couldn't say Hatov HaMeitiv when somebody died. Right? Dina Emes, because that's what we say in this world. We believe that it's good, which is also a high level. But that's Rabbi Akiva. Aval Nachem Ish Gamzu Sover, Shetoe HaAdam B'Chashvo Sheharahi B'Emes Ra, Ki Imalav La'amin Shara Ba'atzma, Hashlucha Alav Tovahi. Right, it's even he was able to see the goodness right now in front of him. Right, even though it looks bad for the outsider. Right, so that's the difference between whether it's in the future or even if it is in the present. I once heard also maybe that's the difference between the Hebrew and the Aramaic, because Lashon HaKodesh represents clarity. We mentioned two days ago that the Lashon HaKodesh, right, the Torah was created in Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon HaKodesh requires clarity. Aramaic, Aramit, represents a little hidden. It's hidden, right? And therefore, in this world, it's hidden. It's not, there's no clarity, right? And that's why also, the suggestion is made why we know, we say every morning the Targum for the Pasuk in Oz Yashar of Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Vo'ed. So what do we say? It means Hashem Malchusei Ko'eim La'olam U'Lo'omei Amalya. Right? So what's the difference between that Hebrew and the Aramaic? Malchusei Ko'eim means right now. Ka'im la'olam la'me amalya. Hashem yimloch li'olam bo'ed. That's Lashon Asid. So Lashon Asid, the clarity we don't have right now. We don't have the clarity right now. The gullus that we're in and the tsaras that we've had. So we can't say with clarity right now, like the level of Gamzu, of Nachmish Gamzu Latova right now in the present. So we say Hashem yimloch li'olam bo'ed. We will have that clarity of seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in charge of everything in the future. Bizman Azeh, in a hidden way, we could say that we know it. Even though there's not clarity, and that's why in the Aramaic we switch to the present. Hashem Achusei Ka'im La'olam Ulomei Amalia, and that's the difference between Gamzu Latova and Kol Davar Rachmana. The Shulchan Aruch quotes Rabbi Akiva, does not quote Nachum Ish Gamzu, because the normative advice for Jews is like Rabbi Akiva, because that is the level that we could dream of reaching. Okay, so what happens? So Nachum Ish Gamzu always said Gamzu Latova. Yom Echad, this story appears also in Tainus Daf Chaf Aleph with slight differences, like many stories in Shas, right, where it appears in more than one place, and there's different emphases between each story, each one, to give us a little insight into the story. Rabbi Akiva, after he got married, you know, there's two different places where it comes up, in Nedarim and in Ksubis. Again, there's different places here too. So we'll mention some of the differences. So Yom Echad, Bo Yisrael, Lushdure Doron Lekesar. One day, the Jews wanted to send a present to the Caesar. Amri, Badi Manishadar. Who are we going to send? We need somebody who is very special on the way, because, you know, different things happen on the way. Neshadeb hadi Nachem Ish Gamzu, let's send Nachem Ish Gamzu to Melumad Benisim Habe, because he is an expert, he is experienced in miracles. And if anything happens, you know, we could trust that maybe they're not being somech al hanes here, but they are just, if anything happens, you know, he'll be able to get out of it. Melumad Benisim. The Gemara in one other place, in Me'ilah, Daf Yud Zion, also uses the Lashon of Melumad Benisim. They had to be uprooted Gzeira, so they sent her from Yachai, right? Because he was Melumad Benisim Havi, and they turned into he had to exorcise a spirit from the daughter of the Caesar. It all worked out there. So here too, it's going to be needed. Melumad Benisim Havi. So Kimata Lahu Diura, when he came to a certain inn on the way, Bo Lamevis, he wanted to sleep over in the inn. Relay. So in the Virgin in Tinus, he just goes to sleep, and then his suitcase gets stolen during the night, and it gets switched. Here, they ask him, "Nu, what do you have in the suitcase?" Amrilei, ma'ika b'hadach, amar lahu. He explains to them. He's a very, I wouldn't call it naive, but straightforward person who doesn't think anybody's going to take advantage. Kama vilna, karga l'kesar. I'm going to bring taxes or money and presents to the kesar. Right? It was his suitcase was filled with diamonds and jewels and gold. So kama b'layla, sharinu l'sifte. During the night, they came and they untied his box. They opened it. V'shaklu kol tahavi gabei. They stole all of the diamonds that were inside. Umalinu afra. And they filled it with dirt. So his suitcase was filled with dirt. Good. Kimat alahasam ishtakech afra. When he got there, the dirt was found. The dirt was found. Meaning, did he know? It doesn't sound like he knew that there was dirt in there. They had switched it. Right? Doesn't sound that way. So in either case. So when he got there, ishtakech, right? In the there in the Akamara, it's a little bit clearer that he said, "I brought a present," and then the Caesar opened it and he found the dirt. Amar, ichaychu kamachaychi biyudai. Right, the Jews are laughing at me. They're making fun of me. They're scoffing me. You know, afku lemiktala. So they take Nachum Ish Gamzu out to be killed. At that very moment, Amar Gamzu Latova. His reaction at that moment as he's being let out is Gamzu Latova. Asa, seemingly as a reaction maybe to that level of emuna, Asa Elio v'izmi lukachad minayu, Elio Anavi comes and dresses up as one of the officers of the court. Amar lahu, wait a minute. O Caesar, wait a minute. Maybe this is magic dirt. Dilma hai afra me afra d'Avram Avinu. Who? Maybe this is the dirt from Avram Avinu. Like we were just talking. We all have heard that legend, says the officer. Says, but into the king. So maybe is the magic dirt, says Eliyahu Navi. The Havishadi ba'afra havicharvi. When they threw that dirt, it became swords. Gili avigiri. When they threw the chaff, it became arrows. Baduk va'ashkechu. Right, they checked and they found. Hachi havi. Right, they found that it worked. Mechuzah de lo havi kal yachli leila mechbeshei. There was a certain city that they were having a years long war with. Right, and a city that they weren't able to conquer. Shadu mehu afrale. They used some of that dirt for kafshuha and they were able to conquer the enemy. They were kind of conquer this other people that they've been trying to conquer. The Megillah Seyam discusses here, ein somchen al anes. Right, but really, one could say that he didn't know about it. He didn't know about it until, you know, it came time to use it, and then they used it. But if he knew about it beforehand, so can you say that, you know, if somebody's Malumad Benisim, could he rely? Unless, says the Megillas Hayam, he realized that if Hashem sent him with this dirt, it must be that he wants him to use the dirt. Wasn't a separate, I'm gonna do this and be so Mechalanes. What was he supposed to do at this time? You know, he has the dirt, he's on his way, he's in front of the king. What else could he do? Right, there was nothing else for him to, he had to go, and he had to, you know, show them the dirt. So therefore, maybe it was not Simicha Alanes. But either way, what happened? Ailu Alabe Ganze, so after, the king was so happy, he brought him into the treasure house, Amri Shkol Denichalacha. Right, he said, take whatever you want. Take whatever you want from my treasure house. Malya L'sifta Dava, so exactly what he had brought. The gold and the silver and the coins he brought back in his suitcase. He had their asu when it was on his way back. He stopped at the same inn. Amrule, Hanach Diure my Amtis, Labe Malka. They said to him, you know, what did you bring to the king? You know, what happened? They see this whole entourage and all this covet. Amr lahu, my deshakli mehacha, amti lahasam. Whatever was in my suitcase from here, I brought there. And he probably told them the rest of the story. So they said, really? So, shakli inu. In that Gemara it says they like knocked down their houses to get more and more dirt. Shakli inu, amti lahasem, they brought it, and obviously the king checked, and it didn't work. Katzlinu, lahanach diure, and that was the end of those ganavim. That's related to Avram Avinu and the sand and the dirt. We see though, from the story, it's the koach of emuna. The koach of the emuna that drove HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, and drove Avram Avinu, drove Eliyahu HaNavi to come in. It seems that way. That's the reaction. Right when he was being let out, he still says Gamzu L'tova in such dire circumstances, and as a schus of that, he is Zochet. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, we mentioned this in past Parsha Shirim, has the same exact thought, an unbelievable thought on Parsha's B'Shalach, on the Pasuk where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Matitzach Eli, Tabel B'nei Yisro V'Yiso, right, what are you crying to me? Etar Achaim HaKadosh. What are you crying to me? What else is a Jew supposed to do besides cry to Hashem and David and Babakam Sara? You know what? There's Saras and they're surrounded and they don't know what to do and they cry to Hashem. Hashem says, oh, stop crying to me. Just go. What does that mean? How are we supposed to understand that? She Yisrael, says the Arachayim HaKadosh. Halo kol ot shalonena me'onet batzar lo lo yeref mitfila. Should always daven. Right? So what Hashem? What does the Pasuk mean? So says the Arachayim, quoting the Medrash, She Yisrael ha'inusunim b'din, ma elu af elu. Right, the Malachim was saying, why should they be saved? They were of the Avodah Zarah, they were of the Avodah Zarah. V'davar yaduahu, ki koach harachamim hu ma'isim tovim, asher yaseh ha'adam lamata, yosifu koach b'midas harachamim. So you have to do more, right, you have to do rachamim in order to get rachamim. But at this state, they couldn't do anything. But, says the Arachayim, an amazing line, ki chavet Hashem l'tzadik Yisrael, Hashem wanted to help. But midas harachamim didn't let it because Midas Adin was overcoming. They didn't have enough actions in order to tilt the scale for Midas Arachamim. Asher Alkein Amar Lamoshe Tshuva Nitzachas Ma Tetzakelai Pirish Ein Hadavar Talui Biyadi, says Hashem. Hagam Shani Chafetz Asosneis Kivan Shein Ruuyim Midas Adin Monas Vein Koach Barachamim Negan Midas Adin Amonas. Sometimes Midas Adin takes over, and Hashem, who set up the system of Midas Adin Midas Arachamim, is somewhat unable to help. So there's only one thing to do then. The so. There's something that sometimes is even more powerful than the Koach HaTfila, and that's the Koach of Emuna, says the Arachayim. Pirish Zos Ha'etza Ha'yeutza Lahagbir Tzadachesed V'arachamim Daber B'nei Yisrael V'yis'atzmu Be'emuna B'cholibam. Go into the water V'yisu El Hayam Kodem She'ichalek Al smacha bitachon, ki ani esa lahem neis ubeem so zeh tiskaber harachamim. Through this, through the emuna that they will show, so then I'll be able to do it. V'yatar emes matcha pirish bem sozo maisa tov v'chulu, he continues. That's exactly what happened here, it seems, in Nachamish Gamzu. Right when he reflected that emuna, he says, Gamzu Latova, even as he's being led to the gallows, to the dungeons, still, he was able to show that, and as a result of that, it seems, Asa Elio Navi comes and saves the day. And this emuna, right, one might even say that, the earlier roots of Avram Avinu showing emuna, that's what started it all. Right, Avraham Avinu being thrown into the fiery furnace is the first Jew. Right, that emuna of giving my life to—that's what Bnei Yisrael were ready to do. Right, Gamzu Latova, the Nachemish Gamzu didn't tattletale, didn't say, "Oh, it was switched." This is what Hashem wants. Gamzu Latova, Bnei Yisrael—they went into the Yamsuf. Right, this is the Avraham Avinu put it into our blood in order to be able to accomplish our tasks. Right, we've quoted also the Ruach Chaim. The Rechaim Yivalajin's thought on Pirkei Avos, where he writes on the Mishnah in the last parak, right? There were 10 generations from Avram to Adam to Noach, and there were 10 generations from Noach to Avraham, right? All the Mishnayos. And then right after that, the 10 Nisyonos that Avram Avinu passed, v'chulu, and answer of Rechaim Yivalajin, why is it that when it talks about all the generations, it just says Avraham, mi Noach ad Avraham? Well, in the next Mishnah about the Nisyonos, it talks about Avram Avinu. It mentions the word Avinu. Asar Nisyonos Tisasa Avram Avinu Va'amad Bekulam. Right? Why dafka to say as Avinu there? Says the Ruach Chaim right here. Kan Amar Avram Avinu. Ula'el Lo Amar Avinu. Because Ki Kama Shamidos Shatzadik Tarach V'yagal Asigam Lubana V'acharav Hema Keteva Mutpa. When a tzadik works hard and conquers certain areas of Avodas Hashem and puts it into his blood, it goes to the DNA of the children. Avram Avinu, uksas yagia yagiloze, kimoshinir bechush. Avram Avinu, when he passed his 10 tests, he wasn't acting just like an individual. He was acting as Avinu. Avram Avinu passing his tests put it into our DNA that we're able to pass the tests that are ke'ein, the tests of Avram Avinu. Kimoshinir bechush. He quotes, like we see, Shirabim me ame ares me ayuhudim, mosrim atzmam akidish Hashem. Why is it that we see throughout the generations, Jews that are not so connected to Torah and Hashem are ready to stick out their neck and die al Kiddush Hashem, that becomes from the Akeda. V'umutba banu me'avinu Avraham, shemasar nafshon lu'ur kazdim, ale munaso, v'chein kol ha'asara ha'nisyonos ha'yu la'hayshir ha'derech lefanenu, v'chein his oris la'adam pit'om le'lech la'aretz ha'kodesh. Somebody getting up to make aliyah. Even though it might not make sense and not every T is crossed and I is dotted. That comes from Lech Lecha Me'artcha. Didn't make sense to Avram Avinu either. Where was he going? The Kabbalah is called the Oven Mishmaya Letav. Look at this one. And the ability for every Jew to try to look at it with a proper perspective. Minisayon Hara'av. Shalo Hirer Achar Midos Hashem Yisbarach. That he wasn't Maharer. Hashem wants me to do this. I'm going to do this. He told me to come here. And now he tells me to leave. Okay. V'zeo Shamar HaKasuv. Ki Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'kam. V'Rasha Yipol Ba'achas. And he quotes that pasuk, and he quotes the Gemara that we had earlier, about 92 days ago, right, Dav Zion, where the Gemara talks about V'rasha yipo ba'achas, that a rasha could fall in one, but a tzaddik keeps getting up. Remember that Gemara about the folk sayings of all the different people out there? It says that's what this is about. Avraham Avinu gave us the koach to be able to get up, to be able to see through it. Those are the three examples that he gives. Kiddush Hashem, Aliyah, and Kol David Rachmana L'tav Avid. That's the Ruach Chaim in Pirkei Avos. Okay, that takes us through Dar HaMabul. Now we get into Dar HaPalaga. Dar HaPalaga, Ein Lam Chelok Olam Haba. V'chulu, my Ovid, what exactly did the Dar HaPalaga do? So if you look in the Torah Shebechsav, not really so clear. They built a tower to heaven. So what exactly does it, and they said they want to be one nation. What was their chait? So many different opinions. Amri Debei Rabbi Sheila, Nivne, Migdal, Venala, Lerakia. They wanted to go build a tower, go up to heaven. Venakeu Soba Kardumos, and bang the heaven with axes. Kadeshia Zuvu Meimav. What does that mean? The Yad Rama says they didn't want to have to rely on God for rain. They wanted to make a hole in the heavens so they'll have some water that constantly comes out. They thought that the rain is all up there in like some container. If they make a hole, it'll come out permanently. They won't need to have rain. One. Or the Marsha says kind of the opposite. If God ever brings another Mabul, there'll be a drainage system. Right? There'll be a hole so that there'll always be, it won't be able to flood the earth. So two opposite suggestions of the Achronim. The Yad Ram, the Rishonim. The Yad Ramah in the Rishonim and the Marsha in the Achronim. Machwal Ev Ma'arava. They laughed at that in Ma'arava, right? That we know from the end of the first parak. That's always certain individuals meant by these phrases. Imkade, if it's true that they wanted to go up to heaven and make a hole, Livnu Achab Batura. Why didn't they build it on a mountain? It says they built this tower in the valley. They wanted to get up to heaven. They should have built it on the mountain. Amar Rav Yehuda Bar Elazar, Nechleku L'Gimel Kitos. Really, they were three groups. Achas Omeres Na'al of Aneshev Sham. One says, we want to go all the way up there and just sit on a higher plane. We want to live up there, number one. V'achas Omeres Na'alev Na'avot Avodas Kochavim. One says, you know, let's go do Avodah Zarah, right? They always put their Avodah Zarah in a high spot, so they'll build it on top of this tower. V'achas omeres na'alev na'aseh milchama. Want to make war. It's easier to make war if you're on a high area, right? So you can look down at the enemy. And each of them were punished. And the Mefarshim go through how the punishment of each of them works. Zusha omeres na'alev na'aseh sham. That let's go up there and sit all together. V'afisam Hashem, Hashem spread them out. Zesha omeres na'alev na'aseh milchama. The one that says make war. What does war mean? That you are out to kill others. Let's just go try to conquer. Right? You are rejecting the Tzelem Elokim in others by making war for no reason. So you lose your Tzelem Elokim. Nasu, Kupim, Viruchos, Veshedim, Velelim. This group were made into Kupim, monkeys, apes, Viruchos, and spirits, Veshedim, Velelim, and other types of demons. They lost their Tzelem Elokim. The kind of opposite evolution. Right? The Gemara talks about people becoming animals. It doesn't talk about the opposite. But that's the punishment here. Vizusha omeres na'alev na'avod avodas kochavim. Kisham, let's do avodah zara. Hashem split them up. Kisham balal, Hashem svas, kol ha'aretz. They were not able to be connected. The Maharal is the one, what I just said about the Tzelem Elokim, that he is the one that said, what I just expressed. Ki ha'adam u'nivra b'dimus Elokim, v'yivrash Elokim es'adam b'tzalmo, v'zemore al-chibur v'z'kashus adam b'bar'o. Chaviv adam sh'nivra b'tzelem Elokim, chaviv ratzalom ha'shachaviv l'makom, avo ha'milchama, eina bein ohavim, rak bein sonim, l'fichach elu nasib kupin shidim leilo shehusar mehem tzelem ha'adam, they lost it. It's interesting, Melechah Shlomo. Melechah Shlomo is one of the commentaries on Mishnayis in Seder Zra'im. So on the Mishnah, in Kilayim, Perek Ches, where that's talking about Kilay Behema, towards the end of the Masechta, in Kilayim, which animals are Kilayim with which? So the Gemara there says, Hapil v'hakof min chaya, elephants and monkeys are chayos. In terms of chayo or behema, they're min chayos. Asks the Melechah Shlomo, Kashali, demay asal hashminan. So why dafka these two animals? We don't go through all many other animals in the list. Why dafka these two animals? Vishamati, he quotes in the name of the Chassan HaMakubal, Rebbe Meshulam, Alha Detanya, that which it says in Maseches Brachas, Haroa Pil V'Kof, if somebody sees in a dream an elephant or a monkey, or I'm sorry, this is not in a dream. This is, there are other Gemara's about dreams, about the elephant. But if somebody sees a pil and a kof, Omer Baruch Mishane Habrios, You say Mishan Habrias, the bracha, right? Which is a whole topic in itself about saying this bracha when one goes to the zoo. Big discussion in the poskim. So the kashya, my shinui shaya chasam ta'koba lechayim nami mishunat tsurua samzumizo. Why dafka the elephant and the monkey, right? You would think every animal has an unusual type of a zebra, right? All animals look unusually, right? A giraffe, right? But dafka these two get the bracha Mishan Habrias. Everything's what's normal to say that this is mishuna. Right, so says the Mekubo Rabbeinu Meshulam, Vitirates, no. Tibizman dar ha-mabol nifrak ha-desprachu min ha-anashim shehafkan l'kupim, upilim. V'haynu shahakov dome la-adam upil nami meivin lashem b'nei adam. These two, let's say, used to be people. So they were mishuneh from what they, from our Gemara says. That's why they were mishuneh. Not just that they're unusual. No, they were nishtaneh. Again, not what we, not the other way. Vahashta nafka demasdisan, the bainlin yituma, bainlin yahaga, elajani fachul, and he continues. And that is what he suggests. And then he quotes from the Medrash, dalad dvarim nishtanu bime enosh, haharim nasu trashim, fitchel hameis marchish, venasu pneyem kikofim, venasu chulin eitzel mazikin, arkan. And he quotes the same idea that in the days of the Mabul, there's a Gemara in Erevin like this too, you know, people could lose their tzelem alokim. And they get turned into animals, even though the opposite is really not something that that is stated in the Gemara. Okay, let's continue. Tanya, second wide line. Rabbi Nasan Omer Kulam L'Shem Avodas Kol Chavnis Kavnu. They all had kavana for Avodah Zarah. K'sif Hacha Nasa Lano Shem V'K'sif Hasa V'Shem Elohim Achirim Lo Taskiru. So it's all related to Avodah Zarah. Malhal Avodas Kol Chavim Afkan Avodas. So one of the Achronim has a long piece, the Divrei Yirmiyahu, discusses, quoted here in the Bir Adaf, how the tower, he works it out in the Psukim, the tower was supposed to be a matseva for the Dor HaMabul. They were building this big matseva so they wouldn't be forgotten. Right? We mentioned yesterday that they were totally, their year is even wiped out of history, right? Going to, based on the years of Noach. But he quotes that the Dor HaMabul, that the Chayt is not Mefurish, because that was their Kavana. Kavana Sem Shaboni Amigdal Livnos Matseva Zikaron Lamaskeres Olam Ban Mesi HaMabul. Vesod Ze Gil Solano Atar Vese Shabonu Amigdal Be'eretz Shinar Bebika. Why in the valley, as our Gemara points out? Because that's where we know Ninaru Komesi Mabel. That's where they went. And that's why he talks about, relates many of the psukim to that idea. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Migdal, what happened to the Migdal? Shlish Nisraf, Shlish Nivla, Shlish Kayim. A third of it was burned, the top third. A third of it was swallowed all the way deep down into the earth. And a third of it is standing. Doesn't mean literally standing. Was it left standing? Was it left standing underground? But either way, it was taken care of. Amarav, Avir Migdal Mishakeach. Just like Hashem made them all confused and forget their language, so too, the airspace where the Migdal is, or was, causes people to forget one's learning. Mishakeach, says Rashi, Shekein nigzar al oso makom, sheyishkach, v'lakach him atzmam shachu es lashonam. Right, there's a gzera of shichacha in that spot. Amar of Yosef, bavel ubursif, simin ra la Torah. Right, Bavel and Bursif are a Simin Ra, because there you forget your Limud, because that's those two places are in the Avir Amigdal. Bavel. Bavel is in the Avir Amigdal. My Bursif, Amar Avasi, Bar Shafi, an empty pit. Right, it was emptied out of its contents. So therefore, that is why it is called that. Rashi continues also and says, Ubebebashma Bavel Shemishakachas. Amr of Yosef, Kisham Balal, Fisha Bilbal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eslashonam, L'shem Kach, Hi Mishkachas. Those certain spots, doesn't mean a whole city, a whole country, right? Bavel, but there's a certain spot that causes Shechacha, right? So then L'chora, right, and even before that, the Yad Ramah even says that, why does it bring the bubble of Bursif? To say that it applies even generations later. Even generations later, says the Yad Ramah. We quote quote the line. Okay, so yeah, no, he says that's why he quotes Bavel and Bursif, to show that it's even Bizman Hazeh. Quotes it in the Dibur Maskil Amar of Yosef. Interesting, we know, I think we mentioned, we've quoted from the past, Rav Chaim Knievsky has a little kuntras called Sefer Zikaron. Going to one of his farm in the Siach HaSada. Sefer Zikaron, where in Chelek Aleph, he lists off 28 things that are good for memory. And in the second part, he lists off 37 things that are bad for memory, that cause you to forget. So I don't know, I looked through the 37, he does not have this one on the list. Right? Maybe he feels this is a spot, it's not something that you do to yourself, meaning going to this place. But the other items on the list are the other discussions. He says, if somebody does this, right, he was asked, you know, if somebody, if the Gemara says that doing something is not good for a shechacha, are you of certain foods? Are you allowed to eat those foods? Is that a violation of kol mishchayach tov rechon mishnaso? Right, if you do any of these items, ha'ochel leiv shebahema, haragil bezesim, somebody likes olives. Right, so that mean that you're not allowed to eat olives? So he says, no, it's clear from the Sefer Chassidim and other sources, she'en b'zeh afilu iser d'rabanan, kivan she'enu mesira milipo. You're not actively doing it for that reason. V'chein nirem mikol ha'poskim, sho'eviyu l'halacha, kol ha'dvarim sh'mashachan ha'talmud, ma'asha she'en b'zeh iser. Why aren't all of these items in the Shulchan Aruch? You're not allowed to forget your Torah learning on purpose, so how can you eat these things? It must be that if that's not your purpose, then it's okay. V'tzorach bir l'zeh, lama zeh, lo nikra she'yoshim mesirim milipo. Tzorach lomar, kivan she'en zeh mukhrach. These things don't make you forget. You eat the olive, okay, another halacha falls out of your brain. No, it just means that these things might cause it. You'll just have to work hard to be able to, make sure you remember it. And he has kavanah lahanas atzmo lachila, and therefore there is not a problem. He says himself, "Bevadei nachon lizar lachachila." We call dvarim shari lachach manu chachamim shadu lizar b'hen. The Magen Avraham quotes some of them, but This is what he says. He has all the items listed to help your memory. Lul Mobitzina, Tfila, Yerushamayim, Anava, Miyutainuk, Shkida Vachazara. A lot of them, are more well known. Lohavin Mashalomed, Lachadish Chidushim, Lul Mod Mirav Echad, right, Lul Mod in Talmidim, Lul Mod Beis HaKnesses, Laso Simanim, right, we had that in Masechta Shabbos, Pas Shachris, right, many different ideas here to remember one's learning. To say, number 26, Lomar Aseres Bnei Rav Papa, Achar Siyam Masechet. So we have a Siyam this week, Bez Hashem. So if anybody wants to remember Masechet Sanhedrin, let's remember to say those 10 sons. Yeshbo Kabbalah Lohazir HaShichucha, Sefer HaEshkol. One of the Rishonim that we probably have not chazered in a while. Or Girsa DeYankasa, all the different types. But anyway, this is one of them, if we would look at the place where the tower was. Next, Anshei Sdom, Elam Chelek Olam Haba, the people of Sdom, Thon of Chelek to Olam Haba, Tan Rabbanon, Anshei Sdom, Elam Chelek Olam Haba, Shenemar, Anshei Sdom, Ra'im V'chata'im L'Hashem Ma'od, Ra'im Ba'olam Hazeh, V'chata'im L'Olam Haba. Amar Rav Yehuda, Ra'im Begufam, V'chata'im B'mamonam. Ra'im Begufam, where do we see Ra as a reference to physical sin? In the context of Shemitah, so that has to do with monetary law. Lashem, right, the next word in the pasuk, Zuber Chaz Hashem, they were involved in much cursing of God. Ma'od, Shemis Kavnim, Vichotim. They were lahachis. It wasn't just that they had a taiva for money, right, like the Dorha Mabel. They were lahachis. Vimasti Satana, in the different brisa, it has a different drasha, the opposite. Ra'im b'mamonam v'chatoim b'gufam. Ra'im b'mamonam d'chziv v'ra'a eincha b'yachicha ha'evyon. Right, so you see, you don't want to lend, give to your poor neighbor. V'chatoim b'gufam d'chziv v'chatasi l'elokim. L'ashem z'uberchaz Hashem ma'od z'shvichaz damim. This time, Shine'amar, as we had earlier, the drasha on this pasuk. Gam dam naki shafach Menashe. Menashe poured so much blood. Harbei ma'od. A lot of blood. So either that means he murdered a lot of people. It could also mean when he killed his grandfather, Yishayahu Anavi. Right? That also might be the reference that it was, he killed ma'od. Chazal have two opinions about that. Period. Tanur Rabbanan. Anshei Sdom lo nizgalu b'shul tova sheishpila makadosh baruch hu. One of the things that led Sdom to sin was the affluence that they had. Just like we said by the door of Noach. Umaksiv bohem eretz bimena yetzei lechem v'tachtei nepa kamo ish makom sphere avoneha, a lot of jewels, v'afro zav lo, nativ lo yado ayit, no robbers weren't there, v'lo shezafatu ein aya, lo hijri chuhu ein aya, that's Rev Cook's Sfarim on Brachas and Shabbos, Avram Yitzchak HaKohen, lo hijri chu b'nei shachas, lo ada alav shachal. They didn't have any problems. Armud, so they said to themselves, v'chim yachash eretz bimena, Yetzei lechem v'afro zavlo lamalan obrei drachim. We have such an amazing land. You know what? Let's close the doors. No guests. We don't want anybody to come here and hear. Right? What did Lotzi kikula mashke? It's obviously something physical there. So they say, they make rules. no guests. She'ein bonei leinu alachasreinu mimamoneinu, because everybody's going to want to come here just to take away our money. Bo neshakach toras regel me'arseinu. Let's make sure no guests come and make it terrible for them. She'emar paratz nachal me'amgar hanishkachim mine regel dolo me'enosh no. Okay, so they made all these rules, as we'll see. Darash Rava, my dachsev, an ana tohosesu al ish. Taratzku kolchem kikir natui, geder hadachuya. What are we darshan from there? Milameid. Shayunosim meinem babali amamon. They used to. They wanted more money also, but they used to see a rich person. What they do? Umoshivin oso etzel kir natui. They used to put him next to a rickety little wall. And vidochan oso alav. They pushed the wall onto him. Ubaim notanas mamona. Meaning they killed him. They went to find rich people that had no relatives. And therefore, they killed him, and then they were able to take the money. Because the Ben Yoyada says, the rule was, somebody has no money, so then it goes to the government, goes to the people of Stone. And therefore that's what they did in this regard. Darash Rava, my dechsiv, chatar b'choshech batim, yomam, chismulamo, lo yadu or, they did not see the or, malamecha yinostim einem b'bali mamon. What they used to do? They used to see rich people. Umafkidim eslo afar simon. They used to ask the rich person to hold on to afar simon for them. Afar simon was something that had a very strong smell. And they knew that the rich person would put this special item with their money. Ula erev, and this is a way that they could identify where the rich people kept their treasures. Lo erev, used to come like a dog and smell it and go steal the money. Erev, sham, and they used to take the money from the poor victims. Arom, yalinu, holchum bibeli lavush. They slept naked, they went without clothing. The ink sus bakara, there was no clothing in the cold. Chamor yisomim yin hagu, yachbulu shar almana, used to do all these terrible things. To take mashkones from widows. Gvulos yasigu eder gazlu vayiru, vahula kibros yuval val gadish yishkod. Right, all these actions that they used to take clothing from people and not to mistreat the abuse the orphans and the widows. That's what they all used to do. Darash of Yosef Bitsipari. Ichatrin Hahilelya Tlasmeya Machtarta Bitsipari. Rav Yosi darshened this about Stone, he darshened that this Afar Simone and all these tricks that they used to do. And little did he know that there was some Ganavim in his audience. And therefore, what happened? That night, there were 300 robberies in Sipori. Because, hey, great idea! You know, way to steal things. So they heard it, and they went and they stole things. Also, become Mitzarile. They went to Rav Yossi, what do you do to us? Right, they were Mitzari. Amrule, Yehavis Urcha Laganve. They said, you gave an Oreach to the Ganavim. Amrule, he says to them, Miyavi Adana Dasu Ganvi. How am I supposed to know that the Ganavim are going to come? Miyavi Adana Dasu Ganvi, right? And therefore, you know, what was I supposed to do? The Margalius Hashah says here, it seems like the people who were complaining must not have been at the drasha, right? Because then they would have known, and if they would come the next day, Kai put Afar Simon, they would have known not to take the Afar Simon. So really, maybe he was giving them Musar. How was I supposed to know that only the Ganavim? Where were you? Right, so it wasn't just saying that, how was I supposed to know? But he was actually giving them some type of mussar, which is also interesting. There were people who used to come to learn Torah, but they didn't care about Geneva, right? People whose hierarchies in mitzvos. It wasn't a package deal, right? And we have that Adayom Hazeh, right? Throughout the generations, people who pick and choose the mitzvos that they want to do, right? Some people could be very into Torah, but not into embezzling and stealing. Right, and Rahman al-Islan, we have to try to look at Avodas Hashem as a package deal. The Chashuki Chemed wonders here, would Rav Yossi require a kapara in this type of, you know, he quotes a story that there was some Rav that used to give shirim, he was a Dayan in a Bezdin, and he used to give shirim about all the cases that used to come to his Bezdin. And a lot of them had to do with tricks that Ganavim did. And people were complaining that, you know, people were learning tricks. People were learning tricks. There was one. He said there was a story about a Maggid Shir. He did that. And somebody once came over to him after the Shir and said, Shkoyach. He said, with like an extra Hislavus. Like, it's like, what are you so excited about? He says, Bizchut hitcha kumim shani shomea b'shirim ani megaled drachim chadashot ketzad laharim al halakuchos sheli. Right? I figure out good ways. So the question was, do I have to stop giving the Shir? So I have to switch to different topics because people want to know Dini Mamadis. They want to know what the halacha is. So he goes through the whole sugya, many different sources. And at the end of the day, he says, it's not his job to stop giving the shir, right? It's people have to be smart, but this is Torah. He's not giving it to give the ganavim, you know, tricks. So therefore, and he says, v'itachein, in our day, you don't need to come to a shir to learn how to trick people. There are enough ways of information out there, you know, Rabbi Google, to be able to find other ways to do it. And therefore, there's no reason not to be giving the Yashir. But anyway, says the Gemara, Kikonoch Nafshe, to Rabbi Yossi, when Rabbi Yossi was nifter, Shafi Marzeve de Tzipori Dama. The gutters of Tzipori flowed blood. What exactly does that mean? Many different shatim. Rashi says, it's just to emphasize that he lived there. He gave a shir in the place where he lived. Okay, the Ben Yoyada says, either it means they were so, even though they complained, they loved him so much that it was as if they were pouring out blood when he died. Okay, other ideas as well, maybe to show that he did the right thing, right? That this nace occurred at the time that he died. Different shatim. Amri. So this is some of the rules that they had in Sodom. Whoever had one ox, there was one person in charge of watching the oxen, right? So whoever had one ox had to watch the oxen for one day. Whoever had no oxen, had to, you know, watch the oxen for 2 days, right? Everything was exactly the hefech of logic. Hahu yasma baramalta havaletar lemire. One day there was a yasom, there was an orphan, right, who had an ox. Azal shaklinu v'katlinu. Right, he went, they gave him an ox to guard. What did he do? He took it and he killed it. Azal shaklinu katlinu. Omarlu, he said to them, de'isle tura nishkol chan mashcha. Whoever has an ox takes one piece of the skin. De'isle tura nishkol tre mashchi. But whoever has no ox, it takes 2 pieces of the skin. Amrulay, they say, my high, what are you talking about? Amrulay, he says, well, it's exactly the same thing as you say. So, dina ketchilas dina. Ma tchilas dina disle ture mire chad yoma, delesle ture mire tre yome. Just like in terms of the responsibility, the less you have, the more you get. Avsov dina disle chad ture lishko chad, delesle ture lishko tre. So, doesn't say that they had any answer to him. The avar, next rule. The avar b'mavra nesiv chazuzah. Whoever used the bridge to go across, so had to pay one zuz. The avar b'mavra, if you swam across and you didn't use the bridge, nesiv trei, you should have to pay two. Right? Again, lehefach of logic. Tavile, dara, delivni, whoever used to have rows of bricks, right, like a builder. Asikol chad v'chad shakli chad. Everybody used to come and say, can I have one brick? I just need one brick. And they all used to come and say, I only want one brick. I'm just taking one. Right until the guy had none left. Tavi shadi, tume osamchi, whoever had garlic or onions, same thing. Asuka chad v'chad, shakl chad. You used to take one. What's the big deal? Just taking one onion, one garlic. Armalei, ana chadit the shakli. I'm just taking one. Right, similar to the Dara Mabel we learned earlier. Maybe they stole pachas b'shava pruta, and that way there was no recourse. Arba daini havi b'stom. There were 4 judges in stone. Shakroi, Shakruroi, Zaifi, Umatzlidina. Right, these probably weren't their real names. Liar and forgerer and one who turns the din to the side. Either way, that's the message is clear. Demachile, and this was some of the other abusive rules. Demachile, it's dechavre umaflile. If somebody hurts their wife's, the wife of their friend and who is pregnant and causes her to miscarry, what was the rule? Amrile, yave niele, dini abre nielech. You know, so the husband is told, you know, give your wife to so-and-so so that he can impregnate her again and therefore give you your baby back. That was the rule of stone. The pasigle la'uzne dechamer dechavre. If somebody injures and cuts off the ear of his friend's donkey, amrule haveniale adekatcha. Right, give him the donkey until it grows back. He'll haul out to the donkey until the ear grows back. Then I'll give it back to you. The padele lechavre. Whoever hurts their friend, wounds their friend, amrule havle agwa deshakal chadama. Hey, pay him for it. He gave you, did bloodletting for you. Right, in the days of old, bloodletting was considered healthy. And therefore, hey, he bloodlet you, and therefore, pay him for it. To avar b'mavra, yav arba zuze, to avar b'may, yav timne zuze. As we said, you take the bridge, 4 zuz. You go through the water, 8 zuz. Zimna chada asahu koves, ikla lahasa. There was a certain launderer that was coming and visited there. Amrule, havdala zuze, they said, 4 zuz. Before he got on the bridge, or as he came up. Amrulu, anob b'maya avri. Hey, I went through the water. Amrule, imkein, hav tamanya, davar b'maya. Okay, then give 8. Right, give 8 then. Right, Loyav, he would not give. Padua, so they started beating him up. Also the Kami Dadaina. So they came in front of judges. Amarle, Habli Agwa the Shakal Khadama. Hey, you gotta pay him. They cause you to bloodlet, and therefore you have to pay him. Vitamanya Zuzi, Davar Bamaya, and also the eight for the swimming through the water. Eliezer, Evet Avram, Isrami Hasam. That's the story. And therefore he was stuck. Right. This is how they kept guests out of stone. Right, with laws that made no sense. Eliezer Evet Avram, Isrami Hasam. Eliezer Evet Avram once came there. Padyuhi, they beat him up. Also the Kami Dina, he came in front of the judges. Amale Havli Agra, the Shakal Khadama. The judge said, pay him. Right, he bloodlet you. So what happened? Shakal Galala, Eliezer took out either a stone or a stick. Padua Yiladina, he started beating up the judge. Amar Mai Hai, he says, what are you doing? Amale Agra, Dinafik Limi Nach, Hav Nihile Lahai. You know, the money that you owe me, you pay them. And then he left. Vizuze Didika, the Kami Kaimi. My wallet's staying in my pocket. Right, so Eliezer says, I could play this game too. Havi lehu per yasa, famous. Right, there was a bed. Tavi migne ale orchin. There was a special bed that they had for guests. Ki marich gaizile. If a guest was too long, they chopped off his feet. Ki goats maschinle. Right, if he was short, they used to stretch him. Again, you have to have a certain evil city that was destroyed. Hashem, no, this never happened in the history of the world. Fire and brimstone. Right, on Sodom and Amorah. Right, the problem was not just that they had these laws, but these laws, not that they had these practices, but these practices were law. It was a city of chukim lo yisharim. And that's even worse. When it becomes law to have to'eva type laws, so that is and the murderous type laws, that's when it's subject to destruction. So here too, they have the bed, right, shorter and longer. You have to fit in. Again, does this mean literally? Maybe. Also might mean you have to fit in. If you don't fit in with us, then we're going to stretch you or cut you until you fit in. Rav Nevenzal uses this al derech mashal in Bamidbar for, you know, sometimes we try to fit the Torah into our lives. We cut it over here, we stretch it over here, we do that. We have to make sure that the Torah doesn't change. Right, we'll fit ourselves into the Torah. He says, Hagisha Yisodit, this is on page Reish Chaf, Masha ani rotzeh, hamita, Masha noachli, the kaes latocha godel shani rotze tzorach lahachnas as divrei Torah oreach v'yoz mekatzrim ksas as oreach o marichim ksas hakol matim lahafli. We have to make sure that's not our attitude, as we've quoted many times in the past, right? Kavate itim la Torah and not the Torah to the itim. So what happened? Eliezer Evet Avram ikla lahasam. One time Eliezer came there. Amru lekum, they said, kum gani apurya, please go into our special guest bed. Amar Lahon, he says, sorry, Nadra Nadri Minyoma Demisas Ima. I made a neder from the day that my mother died. Loganina Purya, I'm never gonna go into a bed. Never gonna sleep in a bed. So, you know, that's how he got out of going onto the bed. Kavi Misraimi Luanya, in stone, whenever a poor person came, Yavu Le Kochad Vachad Dinara, they pretended to be nice. They each gave him a coin. Because of Shmei Ale, and they used to write their own names on the coin. Verifta Lohavi Mamtile, they didn't give him any bread. So he had a ton of money, but he starved to death because nobody would give him bread. Then after he died, they went back and took back their money. Again, also, starving to death is one of the most painful deaths, that they used to just watch this person die. This was the Tanai they had. Whoever invited somebody to their wedding, to their party, they lose their clothing. One time Eliezer came to a wedding. It doesn't say that he was invited, it just says that he came. And he didn't give him any bread. When it was time to eat, he sat on the edge of the table, the end of the bench. They said, hey, who invited you? Right, the one sitting next to me. He's the one who invited me. The guy says, what? No, I didn't. Amar, Dil Mashami Beidana, right? Maybe they're gonna hear that I invited him. They're gonna take off my clothing. Shakal Glima Ahudi Yosef Gabe, Veralabras. He ran outside. So Eliezer moved over on the bench. And the same conversation. And he kept saying, yeah, the guy next to me. V'chenava Lakulu, Adanafki Kulu, Fa'achli Yuthu Sudasa. Until everybody left the wedding, and then he had a nice meal to eat. Havi Ahavi Hahi Rivita, Rashi quotes this, right? There was a certain girl, Tavis Kamafka Riftala Anya, Bachatzva, they used to give bread to an Ani. She used to hide it in her pitcher. But it was found out. Igloi Milsa, what they do, terrible, Shafua Duvsha, they covered her in honey, Vukmu al Ikar Shur, they put her on top of the wall, right, so that everybody could see. Us as Ziburi Vachluha, and the bees came and obviously killed her. Fainu Dhsiv, Fayomar Hashem, Za'akastom Ba'amora Ki Rabba, Amar of Yehuda, Amarav al Iske Reba. Not just Rabba, but Reba, the young girl, right? They put her on the wall because they wanted to keep to themselves. Period. We'll read the next lines, even though it's a question whether it's in the Girsa, but we'll read it. No, he argues. We have this in the Mishnah. Aleim omer kasuv. Hashem emisu mechayeh. Morid sha'ol. Va'yo'al. Tanu rabbanan. Adas korach elam chelal mabah. Shnei rabbat chasaleim ha'aretz v'olam hazev yodim yichol kolol mabah. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira omer. No. Harihin ka'aveda ha'mispakeshes. Right. Adas korach. It's like a lost item. Shnei emar to'isi kisei oved bakesh avdecha ki mitzvosecha lo shachachti. So there's a discussion whether these were coming back. Just one other thought before we finish. Rav Pam writes about the Dor HaMabul. Also apply to the Dor of Stone, but the Dor of Mabel. How'd they get going back? But it's talking about the past couple of days. How'd they reach such low levels? Okay, Taiva and Hamas, but was there a root issue? So Rav Pomp suggests amazingly. We know that Noach, Bizman Noach, they named him Noach. Why? How'd they know that Noach was going to be somebody to bring them comfort? Because the Medrash says that Noach was created with fingers, with digits. Everybody up until that point, they didn't have fingers. They just had like mittens, hands. They had digits. So that's why they knew he was going to be able to work the land. And we know what else had happened during that time. The first tools were created, right? The Tuval Kayin and what we read about in Brachos. Meaning they had tools, they had fingers. What does that do to a person when they have that to work the land? More free time. When there's more free time in the world, what do we do with the free time? That could destroy a generation. If there's free time, there's tremendous. They have a lot, they don't have to work the land all day. Right? What does a generation with a lot of free time do? So one is Dor HaMabul. Right? All that free time, what are they going to do? Right? Mevi'il di shiyamum. Right? There are halachas about a husband and wife, even if they have maids. You can't do nothing. Because mevi'il di zima. And we might say, Rav Pam says, in our generation, we probably have more. We say we have no time. We have no time because we make ourselves into having no time. But, you know, in our generation, in the generation of plumbing and electricity and microwaves and everything else, so we have plenty of time. What do we do during that free time? It could be a defining siman of what we do, but that's what led, says Rav Pam, to the Dor HaMabul, Dor HaFlaga, and that is the message that we have to take with us. Okay, we'll stop here. Now the Gemara gets into Korach. The next two dafim we'll put up from the last cycle, Be'ez Hashem, and then we will continue on Be'ez Hashem on Kuf Yud Beis, the last two dafim of Sanhedrin coming up when we get into Anshei Ir HaNidachas, and we finish up and we get into Sanhedrin is really the finishing of the Babis and Sanhedrin, and we get into Makas and Shuas, but again, every Masechta is unbelievable. Okay, we'll stop here.